City Council last year amended Jacksonville's human rights laws to protect gay and transgender people from discrimination. In a Valentine's Day dance party in Hemming Park, people celebrated the vote, making it so landlords, employers, and business owners can't legally refuse housing, jobs, or service just because someone's gay, bisexual, or trans. But local LGBT activists who campaigned for the protections, like attorney Jimmy Midyet, say the fight isn't necessarily over.
How much of an issue do you think some of these opposition groups will be?
Well, I'm very confident that it's going to stick. I've looked at the landscape and, you know, there's been a legal challenge that didn't go anywhere.
Last month, a judge dismissed a suit against the city that tried to invalidate the new HRO protections. But similar efforts are still in the works. A group called Empower Jacksonville is collecting petition signatures for a ballot initiative giving residents the right to vote to overturn ordinances they see as unjust. The group tweeted, if the referendum passes, Duval County voters can repeal the HRO as early as March 2019.
You know, I'm not terribly concerned. You know, I'm a lawyer, so I have some concerns about the legality of what they propose to begin with.
But a state measure on the table could also potentially affect LGBT rights. It's sponsored by Ocala Republican Senator Dennis Baxley and Jacksonville Republican Representative Jay Fant.
This effort is by necessity. This is in defense of the United States Constitution, which unfortunately in this country is always under attack by the left.
Fant is calling it the Free Enterprise Protection Act and says it
will simply state that if you assert your religious liberty values and not creating something in your business, which is different than serving somebody, you know, we serve everybody in our businesses.
He says his bill is in response to an ongoing U.S. Supreme Court case involving a Colorado baker who says his freedom of artistic expression would be infringed on if he had to decorate a wedding cake for a same-sex couple. Fant says he wants to make sure in Florida it's certain.
You have the right to say, I don't prefer to do that. It violates my religious conscience.
Which he says is different than serving people.
If you're walking into a commodity shop and they're selling lifesavers, everyone gets to buy lifesavers.
But University of Florida law professor Danaya Wright says Fant's bill doesn't spell out the difference.
I do not believe his bill would cut that out at all, would make that distinction.
Wright says it's unclear how the bill would affect LGBT protections, especially depending on the outcome of the Colorado case. She says if the court decides artistic services by businesses are freedom of expression and protected by the First Amendment,
then suddenly a large array of businesses and business activities would be able to discriminate under this bill.
But Wright says if the state bill passes, it'll most likely be challenged as unconstitutional. Lindsay Kilbride, 89.9 WJCT News.